The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, dramatic music, nonetheless. Hey, Joe Piscopo, live from Campania in Italy on the Perillo tour with our dear friends, and we're having a really great time. A little somber right now, walking through Pompeii, and when you look through the remains of Pompeii, a city that was not discovered for centuries, just fantastic and very, very moving, but wanted to be respectful, so I sneaked away to a private little corner. But as I overlook the beauty of Vesuvius and all the mountains around this beautiful area, you know, I just can't imagine what it was like back then. So we're kind of getting a history lesson. But, you know, me with the attention deficit order that I have, I said, well, I'm moving so fast. I want to see. And then I want to see, you know, kind of like, you know, what you would see when you come to Pompeii. It's early in the morning for you. I don't want to be graphic, but yeah, I want to just take a look at what's going on. So I went to they have a tchotchke shop. This was my favorite. Forgive me. But they had a tchotchke shop. And then they have Christmas ornaments made of ash. Guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean,
it's the ash of death. I mean, you know, it's the pyroclastic flow that killed hundreds and thousands of people. Oh. Ah, we'll put it on your Christmas tree. Give one for the kids.
Joe,
what's his name? Johnny's first Christmas in death ash.
Yeah, Joe, this is a beautiful Christmas tree. Where did you get that ornament? Ah, Vesuvius, dead person, you know.
I said, and then they had a manger. They had a manger made out of, like, out of ash. And I'm going,
is Jesus reborn from that manger?
I don't know. I texted the guy just now. I said, is this bad taste? I'm not sure. Is this bad taste or what? I'm not sure. And
I hope you're getting an I Survived Vesuvius shirt, you know, with a photo of someone in their death pang.
Frank will find it.
Joe, you are the worst.
Well, it's just very morbid. I feel like it's very morbid, and you know, and the way people treat these things nowadays with Instagram, it's like, you know, the guy screaming in pain on the floor. You think he thought he was going to be a hashtag when he was, you know, burning from the embers and stuff like that?
God forbid. I have to tell you, but as I look at Vesuvius, you know, my grandfather in 1944. It erupted in 1944, and my father saw it. And then my grandfather saw it before he left for Italy, from Italy to America, which is so. I'm hoping you're going to go also. I'm kind of hanging around here waiting for the tour guide to finish up here. But then we go. I'm excited to go to Sorrento, which was my pop. You know, he spent 4 years in the United States Army Air Corps on the Adriatic in a town called Bari, and putting those bombs on the planes, the B-17s and the B-24s that bombed Berlin, and he used to always make the trip to Sorrento, so I'm looking forward to going to Sorrento later. But everybody's so nice, and it's the Perillo tour, and I come to you a courtesy of the Columbus Citizens Foundation, just doing so many magnificent things for the Italian American community since 1944. The Columbus Citizens Foundation, check out columbuscitizensfd.org and help out us get some kids through school and helping them with their education. In the meantime, guys, just going through everybody. Frank is great. He's relaxed. And you know what? Like he said, it was so funny, Joe. You know Morano better than anybody because Five Boroughs apparently has been in every contorted position.
Yeah, not as well. You're right. Not as well as the poor person he's stuck next to on the bus. I mean, they're probably blood brothers by now.
He goes, you know what? He goes, Borelli's right out. I'll turn all of it which way. Debbie's such a joy. And everybody is just so nice. And then not only the listeners, And a shout out to the good folks at Perillo, Janice and Deanna, and certainly Steve himself, that they see the Perillo tour, and then they saw I was on the tour, so they hopped on, and they didn't even know we had a radio show, so they're all getting a kick. But I got to give a big shout out. I'm in trouble because I was talking up my tour guide. I want to give a shout out to Frankie Five Boroughs tour bus. So we'll try to call in from that tour bus when we go back on, only because they deserve the credit, and we're all in this together like that. Hey, but you know, and then. Kaylee McEnany's coming on with the guys later. She's just a star. I remember when she first came on, I saw her in Neil. She'll tell you this, guys. I was in Neil Cavuto's green room, and I saw Kaylee on. She was on camera. And I said, wow, here's a conservative girl, Christian. And now she's virtually, I guess, Joey, she's running the.
Oh, she's running the show. She's the big kahuna on the campaign surrogates.
So I get the call. I told you this last hour. I get the call. Kaylee, Joe, could you join me talking about there's a Donald Trump podcast? I said, yeah, absolutely. And then we talked about, you know, objectively and pragmatically and we respectfully submit why I would, you know, support the president. Then I'm watching from here, I'm watching Italy, all this impeachment stuff, and then the lynching thing. What is going on with this lynching thing? How the president said, and I said within the interview, the context of the interview with Kaylee yesterday, I said when they started talking about, I didn't even know about what the president said to political lynching, and it is a political lynching. Like, but that's what Joe Biden said it, Nadler says it, everybody says it. So, but I did say that the biggest mass lynching in the United States history,
Italians,
Italian American, in New Orleans, 1861, Joey, mm-hmm. right? And
that, who was correct? Who was 12, Italy? I think 12 Italians, I think, died.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And they got wrongly accused. There was a police official killed. They blamed the Italians, the Sicilian-Americans. They hung them from lampposts. Teddy Roosevelt, president at the time, goes, oh, they got what they deserved. And now who's paying tribute to the Italian-American community after all that we went through last week at the White House? It was President Trump himself standing there saying so many glowing things about the Italians, about the Italian-Americans, with President Mattarella right there. That, you know, so it was I don't understand. I just don't understand the criticism and how we're supposed to justify any of that. And now, Joey, you're telling me they're getting one guy and the next guy. Is it legal, Joe Borelli? And I know you'll break this down this morning, but you're one of the smartest cats we know. Is it legal for them not to bring the Republicans into the?
Well, right. I mean, look at the news. The news we got today was that the ambassador to Ukraine made an opening statement where he did say that he believed that there was a quid pro quo. I mean, this is a bad statement for President Trump. I mean, there's no way to spin that. What Republicans are saying, though, is instead of, you know, people like Adam Schiff just leaking out the ambassador's opening statement, why don't you release the entire transcript from the entire inquiry?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
because the rest of the things he had to say didn't exactly, you know, come down hard, judge and jury on Donald Trump. And they're only selectively leaking, which is illegal. They're selectively leaking the parts of the transcript that fit their narrative. You know, people like Lee Zeldin, our friend, has been, you know, leading this movement on TV, on the cable news circuits, on the radio with us, just saying,
yeah.
Be open. This is not something that should be done in the secret star chamber. This should be done open and transparent because we're going to overturn the will of the people.
It's so true. And just what Joe said, I say to you listening, it's Piscopo calling in live from Italy, is that just keep that in mind, please. Don't get derailed by this. Don't get derailed. And you're going to want to listen to what Kaylee has to say this afternoon, because it's not like we're mean or vicious or getting nasty, but the things are being made up. And it comes out, not to forget about what happened with the Mueller probe. And this is what gets me crazy. And Kaylee and I were talking about it. Apparently, during the Mueller probe, the president was a Russian agent. And this wall said the president's a Russian agent. And Bernie Sanders, he's a pathological liar. He kept saying all these. And none of it proved true. They went to the next narrative, which is this Ukraine, which was not quid pro quo. It was just something that needed to be investigated. But you know what's scary, Joe? And then you're young, man. And people say, Joe, you got to run for everybody on this tour. Joe, you got to run. And I know you're right in the heat of the battle, man. I tell you, it gets ugly because they make stuff up. Yet they are rolling out the next round of impeachment talk coming up right around the corner.
And
it is already locked in love.
It is fundamentally, it also goes back to the fact that they are acknowledging that they can't beat him in the election. We see Bernie, we see Warren, we see Biden, Pete Buttigieg. Yeah. I mean, none of these people individually, when they're the one on the top of the ticket, is going to be able to beat Donald Trump. That's a reality that's finally setting in the Democratic Party. And I think that's why we're hearing this frenzy on impeachment. Again, today's not a great day for the president. We have to be honest about that. But, you know, this frenzy is coming because they are acknowledging they can't beat him, Joe.
Yeah, very true. It's very true. Really, a big Al. So we're going to try to put you together in the next tour. I know Frankie, after all, full transparency, he's drinking that Italian beer. Which,
nice. Peroni?
Exactly. Whatever that was. And I did take a full bite. I heard him talk. I talked to you last time. I did take a full bite of pizza. Thank you.
A full bite? Yeah, but did you cut it up into chunks? Like, eat the cheese off the pizza and not the bread? Yeah, see?
Kinda.
See, you did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do what my son does. My son eats all of the cheese first, and then he eats the crust. But you just eat the cheese, and you leave all the remnants behind.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, man. But we're having fun. We're going around, and we're going to get out of here in just a little while. But
and you're going to make the mozzarella. You're going to make the mozzarella, Joe, right?
You know, if it goes fast, Joe, I'll make the mozzarella because I just want. I want fast mozzarella. Do they have the? If they get together, they put the rapido mozzarella.
What are you fast mozzarella?
If I know my Italian, I think the word comes from the verb to pull. So I think there's a lot of pulling with mozzarella.
Yes.
So you better have worked on your shoulders because you're going to be doing like those Suzanne Summers whatever exercises she used to have, pulling and pushing the cheeses.
Oh, no, I'm walking around my Joseph Abboud shoes because they're more comfortable than my my track shoes. So I've actually got to watch them. I'm walking around. I look like, but I don't have shorts and socks with the shoes on, you know, so I'm doing good. I actually have long pants on, you know. But I have to say, big shout out, first of all, to all the good folks at Perillo. Just having an absolute blast. And again, I told you this before as you listen, to a Joe from Italy here. With Joe Borelli and Big Al. But I really appreciate you being part of the family on the radio show because, I'll tell you, where we've come to, and again, I always have to give a shout-out to our bosses. Jerry Crowley put us all together. Phil Boyce guides us through in programming and just having you there. And I'm living it. I'm living it. It's here. And Al knows me. Al knows me so much better than you may think. My patience is thin. I always like to just fly right through. So for me to sit and to enjoy and the companionship and the brotherhood and the sisterhood of the family that is Radio Piscopo, it's monumental. And so we invite you, if we go again, to please come with us because we're just having a great time.
It's much nicer to talk about the brotherhood when all the brothers are in Italy. Let me remind you, my friend. Let me remind you.
And guys, I know you got to break, but listen, and also brotherhood and sisterhood, it's like the divide that we see. It's not here. I don't see it. But when you step away and you have an overview and you see America, it's not that divide isn't there. It's created. It's a manufactured divide. They want to divide us. And now more than ever, we got to stick together and join together and be together like we have done here on the radio show here in Italy and certainly there in New York with the guys, you know. So, and again, thanks to the Columbus Citizens Foundation for always being there for us and for Italian Americans everywhere, doing great things for Italian Americans since 1944. A big shout out to all our friends at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Joe Borelli, you are the man. Thank you so much, and congratulations on another just a great debate. Everybody talking about it, and the Italians, even the Italians, I'm telling you, Viva Borelli,
Viva Borelli. Well, thank you.
And Al, love you, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
Joe.
Thanks for being there.
Have a great time. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy.
Okay, ciao. Take care.
All right.
Take care.
Buddy. All right.
You know, Al, they got some life, Al. Some life.
Yeah,
they're going to be making fresh mozzarella. Although, you know, I'm pretty sure the Italians in Italy, they don't call it mozzarella. Like we do.
I've actually done that before. It's really
It's a lot
cool.
of pulling, right?
Yes.
Am I correct? Right?
It's a lot of stretching,
and
boiling water, and then you have to kind of stretch it all out to get it into those balls, and then you shock it with ice. It's
so
we
in my family were talking about making fresh mozzarella at one point, but I went too far, and then it never happened.
Oh.
I actually said I wanted to get the unpasteurized milk and curdle the milk myself. A lot of times you buy the curds,
right,
and then you make the cheese. I kind of wanted to figure out how to do it from actual unpasteurized milk, but basically the wife basically put the kibosh on that, probably as she should have. Susie Cerone, is anyone putting the kibosh on traffic today? Good morning once again. How are you?
Joe, I have a confession. I have never eaten mozzarella.
What?
I'm half
Susie
Italian.
Susie Cerone has never eaten mozzarella? Oh, my goodness.
Hold the cheese, please. Not a cheese person.
Wow. Now, Susie, you have to try it at least once.
No,
it's not that
I don't.
Bad mozzarella.
It's so milky looking.
It is. It is.
And it's delicious. The best
and salty. It's delicious.
Mm.
All right.
But I'll eat a cannoli. Go figure.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
But a cannoli I'll eat. I don't get it.
All right. Very
anyway,
good.
It's a tough traffic morning. An accident on the Bruckner southbound at the Deegan that has two lanes blocked, so definitely avoid that. And still pretty tough in Queens with two incidents being cleared, one on the Cross Island northbound at Jamaica Avenue. The other, an accident on the Grand Central eastbound at Jewel Avenue. Hudson River Crossing's not too terribly bad out there. Inbound George about 10 for either deck. The inbound Lincoln is 20. In at the Holland, it's 20 from the Turnpike. Double it from 1 to 9. Alternate side in effect. Crash just in 22 eastbound at Vauxhall Road. There's a crash on the Parkway northbound at 132. So those delays go from 127 to 139. Better news in Ossining, an accident cleared off 9A southbound at Ryder Road. Three-way southbound, a little slow passing exit 15, then you're slow from exit 13 into Westchester. Crash in Dutchess 84 westbound near the Taconic. That's at least a one-mile delay. And now there's a crash on the LIE westbound near Willis Avenue. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org, 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. When I met Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the folks at Route 22 Toyota, I saw how it was a family and how they were really there to help. What could we do? And the first thing Iggy said to me, you know that from Route 22 Toyota? And I'm going to tell you the deal that you can get. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. This is a great way to get over there. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But when I met Iggy, the first thing he says to me is, what charities do you like, Joe? And I go, well, I go, the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'm the spokesperson. Steps up. He becomes the man of the year. He makes a personal donation. He gets Toyota to make a big donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. That's where the heart is at Route 22 Toyota. So when I tell you they are there to help you, you won't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans from this car dealer. It comes from my heart. And here's the number now where you can get this great deal. You know, I'll give you you got 5 minutes plus. You know, if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way. The brand new customer lounge. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street. But yeah, you could start here. 855-621 $99.49. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, your local retailer, or for a special limited time offer, go to bloatfree.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Football fan, are you? Yes. Patriotic American? I know you are. AM 970 and Army Football are bringing you a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you cannot miss. For the first time ever, we will be hosting the ultimate Army game fan experience at the iconic Mikey Stadium. For a short time, you will have a chance to buy VIP tickets to the November 9th Army game against UMass, and you'll get to experience it with me. That's right. These are exclusive tickets that you cannot get anywhere else. Your VIP fan experience will include a parking pass, game ticket, VIP pregame party at the suite in the Kimsey Center, food and beverage. And you'll get to enjoy all of this with us. And even Big Al's going to be there. We're offering an early bird special price of $74.99 if you purchase your ticket before October 31st. That's right, $74.99 for a ticket, parking, food, drink, and the Army football experience of a lifetime. Just head to goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com. For your early bird special price tickets. Prices will go up and tickets are limited. Get them while you can. I'll see you at the Army game. GoArmy.eventbrite.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Sorry, well, listeners.
I see why your wife doesn't like this.
Oh, sorry, listeners. I had to try to hit those notes. I'm sure I did a poor job. I'm sure I did a very bad job. But Al certainly nailed that song. That's a song that wakes me up in the morning. So, folks, if you're just filling in, this is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. We are going to take your calls at the end of this hour. We have some special time set aside, 877-801-0970. That's the number you can call and reach us there. We have a great guest in studio, though, Mr. Jaden Horan, a conservative activist and contributor to Metropolitan Magazine. And we have a lot to dissect with him. I want to talk about something that we haven't even mentioned on the show yet. Tulsi and Hillary Clinton. Is Tulsi a Russian asset?
Well, according to Hillary Clinton, I guess she is. And Hillary would be the expert on that, you know, given that she was Secretary of State and privy to the information from the Russians. No, I mean, this is Red Scare 2019. Hillary Clinton cannot get over the fact that she was a horrible candidate. Hillary Clinton cannot get over the fact that she lost the 2016 election. Hillary Clinton cannot get over the Russians for whatever reason. And now she is casting aspersions on fellow Democratic candidates. Why? Because they have a foreign policy that says maybe we shouldn't be in direct conflict with a nuclear-powered country.
I think
that's crazy, apparently.
Oh, it's crazy.
From the pacifist Democrats, this is crazy that a Democrat doesn't think that we should be in a confrontational pose with a nuclear-powered country. Now, let's just rewind this 30 years because when, you know, Reagan, maybe even 40 years, wanted to have a confrontational pose with the nuclear-powered superpower of the Soviet Union, every single Democrat said, oh my gosh, no, we must appease them, we need to be friends with them. But here we are, 2019, and apparently everyone is a Russian asset.
Sure, even in 2010, I mean, Hillary Clinton herself was promoting the Russian reset. We should have all these kumbaya moments with Putin. You know, if you recall, Barack Obama told Dmitry Medvedev that he'd be more flexible afterwards. But I think the point you made is right. I mean, this isn't someone, you know, at a bar yelling at Tulsi Gabbard. This is someone who was the Secretary of State making a comment that another Democrat, that a member of the House of Representatives is a Russian asset. I mean, they criticize Trump for saying things like this, and some of it might be deserved. You know, some of it, sometimes he goes a little far. But to pretend like Hillary Clinton didn't say something so fundamentally bizarre with this Tulsi Gabbard accusation would be to ignore the truth. But do you think
it's not even bizarre? She's accusing her of treason. I mean, let's be clear. If you say that someone else is a Russian asset, especially an elected representative of the people of the United States, you are accusing her of treason.
Correct. I mean, do you think there's any truth to Tulsi's accusation that there might be some sort of primary between her and Clinton in the works? I mean, do you see any scenario where Clinton reenters the race?
I do. Yeah. I do, because she cannot come to grips with the fact that she lost as a candidate, and she is foaming at the mouth for a rematch. And given the state of the Democratic race with its weaknesses across the board and the fact that progressives have taken the energy of the party, but they know that that likely won't lead them to electoral victory. The poobahs of the Democratic Party are saying, oh my gosh, let's look. Well, who do we have? Who do we have? Oh, let's regurgitate that candidate from 2016. And they've talked to her, and she said that.
Let's change the focus now to another famous American politician, someone who also wanted to be a Secretary of State at one point. And I'm talking about Pierre Delecto, a very famous American, very prominent on social media. What do you think about, first of all, tell the audience about, if they don't happen to know, tell the audience who Pierre Delecto is and why it's just so silly and so funny.
So Pierre Delecto is former governor.
A great man, by the way. Pierre Delecto.
Former 2012 presidential candidate and current sitting U.S. Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney.
So you're saying it's a fake name, Jaden? It's a fake account?
I am saying that apparently Mitt Romney is lurking on Twitter, liking and retweeting stories of reporters that are critical of fellow Republicans in the Senate and of Donald Trump.
And to be fair, he's also liking stuff that's positive on him.
Oh, yes. Hey. And then there's that. And then there's
Mitt
that.
Mitt Romney's a great guy, signed Pierre Delecto. By the way, you know, I don't think it's so odd for a politician to have sort of a fake account if they want to go on and they just want to see what people are talking about, you know, them. I mean, I don't have a fake account. I'm very prolific on Twitter, at Joe Borelli NYC, if you want to yell at me. I usually just yell back at people as myself. I don't need the fake names. But if I was going to have a fake name, it wouldn't be something that's so laugh-inducing as Pierre Delecto. It'd be like Bob 55 or something like that. Why do you think he would pick something so silly if he knew there was a chance of getting caught?
You know, I really think this might be the only actual demonstration of a sense of humor for Mitt Romney at all.
It's true. It is true. I mean,
Robot Mitt, right, is apparently not a Russian bot, which that account would look like because it has a ridiculous name with no image, but is in fact a real man, a sitting senator, who otherwise could not make paint dry with how boring he is, can come up with a ridiculous name and like and retweet stories that are complimentary to himself.
Do you think this is a metaphor for the internal struggle of who Mitt Romney really is? Like, is there some alternate Pierre Delecto that he rides a motorcycle and has three scoops of ice cream, you know, and he's not out in Utah in a very strict religious conservative environment? Like, in his mind, Pierre Delecto is cruising the highways on his Harley, you know, rolling into towns, picking up chicks left and right. Do you think that's what this is about?
This is the demonstration of a freewheeling Mitt Romney. This is as exciting as he gets, a fake account with a ridiculous name that only likes and retweets stories. This is the extent of how exciting he is, which might be why he lost in 2012. I mean, he's a very likable man, very honorable, personally, apparently, politically, you know, he's flip-flopped a lot. But this might be the extent of excitement, other than supposedly putting a dog on a car roof. But I mean, they were out of room. I mean, he has like 12 kids. So
Mitt Romney, a fundamentally strange guy. I have to have one question for you. You used to have beautiful Thor-like hair, blonde locks in a man bun. It just was a sign of masculinity and power. And as someone who's follically challenged, as someone whose hair is falling out, why in God's name would you shave your head? Please answer that question, Jaden. Go look him up on Instagram or Twitter or something. Look at how his hair used to be and check out this shaved hair man now. Why would you do this?
Why not? It grows back. At least mine does.
At least mine.
You know, new season, new me. I felt like, you know, at the end of the day, I was bored. And when I get bored, I like to make changes. So I made a change.
Well, I get bored and I play ping pong. We got to take a quick break. Thank you so much, Jaden Horn, for coming in. We got to take a break. We need the news from our pal, Al Cattullo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
58 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson says he wants to see more car-free busways across the city, like the new one on 14th Street. The speaker says the first 3 weeks of the car-free experiment along 14th Street have been a huge success. He says bus riders are being moved across town faster, and the worries of car traffic jamming side streets have not played out. Johnson says the 14th Street busway has been so successful that he is open to extending the program to busy 34th and 42nd Streets. Officials in Newark are saying they've identified the person and truck behind last week's three-mile-long oil slick. The city's public safety director announced yesterday that the driver has turned himself in. Charges are not being filed as police have determined it was an accident. It happened last Tuesday afternoon in the Ironbound section, leaving a trail on Wilson Avenue, as well as Stockton, Delancey, Adams, and Thomas Streets. Hazmat teams covered it up with sand, snarling traffic. In sports, Rangers lost in overtime to the Coyotes at the Garden 3-2. Blue Shirts have lost five in a row. Gerrit Cole allowing five runs in seven innings as the Astros fell 5-4 to the Nationals in Game 1 of the World Series in Houston. Game 2 set for tonight. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear and 58 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Alternate side is in effect. An accident on the Bruckner southbound at the Deegan has two lanes blocked. Looks like accidents in Queens just about cleared off the Cross Island northbound at Jamaica Avenue and on the Grand Central eastbound at Jewell Avenue. Inbound George about 10 for either deck. The inbound Lincoln is 20. In at the Holland 20 from the Turnpike 40 from 1 to 9. Crash on the Parkway northbound at 132. Accident on 22 eastbound at Vauxhall Road. New York State Thruway southbound. A little slow passing exit 15. Then it's really big delays. From just north of exit 13 right into Westchester County. Accident being cleared in Dutchess on 84 westbound near the Taconic. Your forecast today, partly sunny with a high of 64. Clear tonight, 47 degrees in the city. Thursday, sunny with a high of 66 degrees. Friday, mostly cloudy and 63. And taking a quick look at the weekend, Saturday, better than Sunday, rain on Sunday. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
I'm excited to tell you about the next edition of the Dining Out Dialogues with Kevin McCullough, as presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 The Mission. They're a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 6 p.m. on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. The next stop in the Dining Out Dialogues will be with Chef Niall Medford on November 1st at Bobby Van Steakhouse in the landmark Helmsley Building next to Grand Central Station. Kevin will be on location at 230 Park Avenue with very special guest and co-host AJ Katsimatidis. Happy hour is from 3 to 6 p.m. during the live broadcast. I hope you'll be there on Friday, November 1st for the Dining Out Dialogues at Bobby Van's Steakhouse.
After the broadcast, stay for dinner. Make your reservation by calling 212-867-5490. That's 212-867-5490.
Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO, my friend, Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I'll tell you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that I have seen personally from Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
And we will be going to your calls at the end of the hour. I want to hear your thoughts on the Trump impeachment debacle. I want to hear your thoughts about the debate last night on New York One. I want to hear your thoughts about Mayor de Blasio, or, I mean, pretty much just about anything that we have we can think of. Right now, though, we got an even better guest, someone this audience is so familiar with, someone who hosts the 5 p.m. show here on AM 970, and someone who is known for putting together a great party. Parties called Dining Out Dialogues. Good morning, Kevin McCullough.
Councilman, it's good to hear your voice. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, I mean, you talked a little bit about with me personally about this, yes. And this party sounds unbelievable, and I know you have some surprised guests for us. Tell us about the event.
Well, as long as you don't call me Pierre Delecto, we'll be in good shape for the rest of the day. So the Dining Out Dialogues, we've had three of them so far. We've got a whole bunch more coming up. This one on November the 1st is going to be fun because we're also going to do some good with it. This little group called Toys for Tots, mm-hmm. Marines Toys for Tots from Nassau and Suffolk County are going to be there. And anybody that comes can bring an unopened Christmas present for a child and make a smile happen on the child's face who wouldn't get one normally. We're going to do that for the full 3 hours. But we've also got an hour set aside just to focus on congressional races. So
okay.
We're going to be graced by Mr. Mike Gasali, who's running for the New Jersey 5 race.
Now, by the way, Kevin, let me stop you right there, because I've heard a lot about this guy. I mean, this guy is generating a lot of buzz outside of northern Jersey. You know, he's getting a little bit of traction. The people in Washington are starting to notice him. And this is a seat that's really winnable, right?
It really is, because the Justice Democrats are going to run somebody in the primary against Gottheimer. They've already announced it. So this is a very right-leaning district, and Gasali has an impeccable record as the mayor of Montvale. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But he's going to join us in District 18 right here in New York State, Shel Farley, mm-hmm. one of our favorites.
Yep.
She's going to come down and spend the afternoon with us. We'd love to grab that seat back from the Democrats because, of course, the president needs as many helpful votes in the Congress as possible. And to be bipartisan, Mr. Cabrera, your fellow colleague in the City Council.
Well, yeah, we just had him on. He did such a great job, Kev.
And I think he's going to offer a genuine choice for Democratic voters in the 14th. And then in on Staten Island, place you're familiar with, that's another one of those districts we're trying to flip. And Ismaili Takis is going to join us to talk about that. So that's in the first hour. In hour number two, and here's the big announcement that I put out on social media. The son of the president, Donald J. Trump Jr., has a brand new book out the morning after our Dining Out Dialogues. But guess where he will be at 5 p.m. to talk about it, to discuss it, and maybe to sign a few copies of it. He's going to join us at Bobby Vann's in person, along with his beloved Kimberly Guilfoyle. They will be with us. A.J. Katsimatidis, my lovely and amazing co-host for the day, of course, head of the Manhattan Republicans, is going to be there. I'm inviting you, Councilman. In fact, I've got it on good authority, Mr. Borelli, that if you come, I'm allowed to buy your dinner on the station.
So this is right. Forget
I can't support the whole Borelli clan. I can't, you know, like put out a call to all of the Borelli supporters across, you know, Staten Island and South Brooklyn. But I'm allowed to buy your dinner.
Forget the hamburger. You know, this is not AOC's America yet. Forget the hamburger. I'm going for the big porterhouse piece of beef. Then, if this is on the lovely Phil Boyce and Jerry Crowley, you know, these guys are great. They always hook it up, and I'm excited. I mean, this sounds like an awesome event. Let's just be clear. So this is going to be where, at the Helmsley Building here, where on Park Avenue, right?
Yeah, it's the Bobby Vann's Park Avenue. It's called the original, even though it's not the original. Of course, the original was out in the Hamptons, but this was the first one in the city. And the restaurateur and the chef are legendary. The building is legendary, Helmsley Building. And then we're going to have such great guests. And I just would love everyone that has a concern about 2020 to come join us. We are trying to take back Congress for the cause of common sense. It's going to be a fun time. AJ's going to be in rare form. I'm going to be firing on all cylinders, and we will have a blast. And we'll have pretty much the place to ourselves. So bring as many people as you'd like. Make a reservation, though, in advance, because that's important. Limited seating, and we want to make sure you have a seat. So call the restaurant in advance and reserve a seat or two at a table, and then be ready to come join and have fun with us. And bring a toy. Bring a toy to make a kid smile.
Awesome. I mean, this is a great event. So if you want to sit down, you want to hear from our top congressional candidates going into 2020, you want to meet Donald Trump Jr., you want to meet Kim Guilfoyle, this is the place to be. Here's the number to RSVP. It's 212-867-5490, 212-867-5490. You can get this information by following KMC Radio on Twitter. He's going to post something, have a lot of information about this event. But come in, check it out. Kevin, I want to say thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's take a couple of callers now. We promised we'd get to some callers. Let's take Mel from Brooklyn. You've been waiting the longest.
Good morning, Councilman.
Good morning.
The premise of the impeachment is that Democrat corruption has super constitutional protections. As we know, if Biden was going to become president, he was going to have a top secret security clearance. And they don't want his corruption to be exposed with all the protections that the Constitution offers a U.S. citizen. What are our enemies going to do? What would the Chinese do? Or the Russians, in order to compromise Biden and his family, to make him do policies and pursue policies that are preferential to those states.
No,
that's what's at stake right now.
Mel, I think you're right, Mel. I mean, I think and Jaden Horn and I were actually talking about this when he was off air. I mean, the corruption of Joe Biden was commonplace in the discussion of the news media before Trump said anything. Front page of Politico magazine, front page of the New York Times, front page of the Daily Beast, even left-leaning publications, all talking about Biden Inc., the corruption of Joe Biden's family, and surmising that this is going to cost Joe Biden the nomination. Suddenly, Trump mentions it. Suddenly, he asks someone to investigate, basically an investigation that's already ongoing in Ukraine, and now the media has done a complete 180 and is suddenly in the trenches with Joe Biden. You want to call 877-970-2999. Let's take one more quick caller, Mario from East Rutherford. Good morning.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Joe, I want to point out about Hillary Clinton.
Mario, you're
going to have to call back.
You're going to have to call back, my friend. Your phone's not working. Maybe you're driving. Maybe there's not too good service in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy, you know, maybe you can get on that. Either way, we got to get with the traffic with Susie Cerrone. We'll be back in the next 10 minutes taking even more calls. Thank you.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. Some better news in the Bronx. An accident on the Bruckner is south and at the Deeg, and it's off onto their shoulder now, but at least a 20-minute delay getting by that. Another crash in Queens. This is on the LIE East, but it's Springfield Boulevard. Two lanes are blocked. Your path from Utopia Parkway, that's a 20-minute travel time. Minor delays at the inbound George for either deck. The Lincoln is 20. In at the Holland, it's about 20 from the Turnpike. Double it from 1 and 9. Alternate side in effect. Accident on 22 eastbound at Vauxhall Road. That has a lane out. The Parkway northbound is slow 127 to 139 with an accident in the mix at 132. New York State Thruway southbound. That's getting worse again. You're slow from 14A right into Westchester County. In Westchester, 287 eastbound is slow from the Thruway right in towards exit 9 for 684. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the San Jose State Spartans at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-730-1372. That's 800-730-1372. 800-730-1372.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Welcome back. Listen.
listeners. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo while he tours the beautiful Italian countryside with Frank Morano and all the gang at the Mario Perillo Tours. We're all very jealous, by the way, that we're not there with him. You know, it really is very depressing when it's a damp morning here in New York City and you're walking down Broadway coming into the studio and you just know. You just know, and now Frank really knows how to live la vita bella, you know?
Yeah.
So Frank will have wine and a cigar, you know he's just enjoying it. Maybe enjoying
it too
much.
Is he smoking in front of his mom, though?
He's definitely smoking in front of his mom. Yeah. His mom is a very fun woman, and she's very tolerable of all his vices, mm-hmm. including his drinks. Mrs. Morano also has been known to enjoy a few drinks. I want to just close out, come full circle around with this NYPD shooting this morning. So it does appear that the officer is fine, will be released from the hospital at some point very soon.
I think he was released from the hospital already.
I did see
some video that he was released. He did have his bulletproof vest on. Obviously, the suspect was killed. Domestic violence, which is never an easy situation for the NYPD.
But it just goes to show you that any call the NYPD receives could be the type of call that escalates into gun violence and into a scenario where an officer's life is at risk. I mean, this is someone who shot at a police officer. There's no question of whether this shooting was justified. I mean, and we as a city should be very thankful that he or she, the officer, is safe. They haven't released the name. God bless.
We have a weather update from Rob Miller with the rain that we had last night. We've got clearing skies. Rob, what's going on in the next couple of days?
Yeah, we're going to have some nice weather to round out the week here today. We'll see mostly sunny skies, high about 65 this afternoon. Chilly night tonight, temperatures dropping into the 40s, 47 downtown, but closer to 40 out in those outlying suburbs. But we're going to have nice weather tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny skies, high 67 tomorrow, 64 Friday. A little cooler for Saturday, high of 60 with some clouds coming in, and then rain will be likely on Sunday.
All right, sounds good, Rob. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. So good weather coming up for the next couple of days. That means I can wear shorts and a T-shirt for the next couple of days when I get home, which is nice.
We don't need to see you wearing your shorts here in the studio.
It's at the gym. No.
I'm not going to lie to you.
We've had some hostile conditions here where we've had hot yoga conditions where I've actually had to wear a T-shirt and shorts. It's not good. It's not a pleasant sight.
So. I don't want to know about the hot yoga you go to.
No.
I imagine that's probably a very, very good thing to do. I feel like it'd be very enjoyable.
From what I've heard from a number of people that do it, they do get relief out of it, satisfaction. I am simply not flexible enough to do something like that, and I'm a big fan of not passing out. So I'm sure that would happen.
Look, if you want to call in, talk to us about hot yoga and the beneficial properties of it, 877-970-2999. Otherwise, next hour we have some great folks calling in. We got Kaylee McEnany. You know Kaylee McEnany. She's not only a guest on this show all the time, but she is a Fox News, CNN, MSNBC powerhouse out there defending President Trump day in, day out, out there fighting for the RNC when she was the spokesperson for the RNC. We got some great news. I mean, it's not all bad news, all doom and gloom with President Trump. I mean, the RNC just dominated this fundraising cycle this last month. They raised three or four times the amount the DNC raised. So we'll be talking to her about that. We'll be talking to her about the impeachment process, what the play is. And we're going to even talk to her about this new national poll showing that Joe Biden, who we all thought was kind of down and out, has made a little surge in CNN poll. So we're going to have her.
It's interesting. You got, what was it? Julian Castro said he needs 800,000 by the end of the month or he's going to be out, right? Kamala Harris really hasn't registered at all in the last couple of weeks. Tulsi is obviously surging a little bit now. I wonder if she can keep that moving
forward.
Well,
she's not polling very well.
No.
Tulsi.
I think the Democratic Party is deliberately suppressing her.
No, she has very unique positions, and some people like them, but it's not a very large, broad swath of Democratic voters.
Right.
They seem to be sticking with old corn pop Joe Biden.
I don't know
if this is going to be, the right move whatsoever, but... we're certainly going to see how it plays out. We're going to see if the Joe Biden firewall in South Carolina holds out. He ain't winning Iowa, folks. He ain't winning in New Hampshire. But we'll see what he could do and make a stand in South Carolina. Let's get the news right now with Al, and we'll be back for one more hour of the Joe Piscopo Show.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
58 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One person killed, another injured early this morning in Linden when a driver slammed her car into a parked tractor trailer. Police say the crash took place around 1 a.m. on St. George's Avenue. The driver of the car taken to University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The passenger in her vehicle died at the hospital a short time later. Police are at the scene doing an investigation. The city of Yonkers announcing a citywide curfew for trick-or-treaters this Halloween. City made the announcement Tuesday, issuing the curfew for children 16 years of age and younger on Halloween night. Officials say children ages 11 and younger must be home by 10 p.m. Kids ages 12 and 13 will have until 10:30, and those from 14 to 16 until 11. There are a few exceptions, such as youngsters who are accompanied by a parent or guardian.